Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and we're doing In the Weeds today. Walter Sullivan's in the studio. Always a great time.
It's great to be here, and we have a friend of, we have FOM, a friend of Mark Z's on the show.
Always good to have a friend of Mark Z on the show. Rick Ranoff, co-managing partner of Smoke and Interiors, is with us. Welcome back, Rick.
Thank you so much for having me back again. Love to be here with you guys and share with you some of the things that are going on in the world of smoke and interiors.
So it's fabulous. Our show today, Walter, has featured a lot of people who are, as we call it, providing ancillary services. They're not growers, but they're providing services to the industry. So you guys are one great example of that.
And you want to meet a true entrepreneur? This
Thank
isn't
you.
The only business that he's put to develop in the cannabis field, but he sure. comes from an incredible background as an entrepreneur, and I think
Thank you.
That shows how he's able to accomplish what he did. Why don't you explain the companies you have, and more importantly, Smoke and Interiors?
Sure. So Smoke and Interiors, we developed the company 3 years ago. We actually thought of the name over a glass of Johnny Walker Black at the Capitol Grill. I came to my partner, Randy, who had a 50-year-old, has a 50-year-old, millwork manufacturing facility in Warwick, Rhode Island, right next to the airport, and said, look, I think it's a good idea that we diversify your client base and your product mix by entering into the world of cannabis, retail, dispensary, fabrication, design, and manufacturing. So we created this company, Smoke and Interiors, and we have migrated down a very interesting road because we are building in 6 states. We started, of course, in Massachusetts in Bridgewater, building alternative compassion services, a retail establishment, and then just quietly moved throughout Massachusetts. And we even built one in Nevada in an old Burger King.
And you could make that look good?
We actually could. So in this Burger King, by the way, they allow drive-through. When you drive in this Burger King, which is now a Curaleaf location, instead of getting 2 all-beef patties, special sauce, and pickles, you're going to get some CBD and cannabis cokes and shakes, etc. So that seems to be a resounding success. And we're building in Michigan, 5 in Maryland, Ohio, soon to be Virginia, Florida. And in Massachusetts, we've built about 15, and we have several on the docket. But what's really exciting is that we've just added to our repertoire of services the design abilities of Emmy and Tony Award-winning designer Eugene Lee from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wow.
Eugene Lee has been designing sets for Saturday Night Live since 1975. And I saw him at an event, and he's a very good family friend of ours. And I saw him at the event, and I said, Gene, how's it going on Saturday Night Live? He said, great. I said, well, how about you get into a little bit different type of business, the cannabis business? And he looked at me without asking one question and said, you mean designing retail dispensaries? I said, yes. He said, count me in. And we started embarking on this road, and he designed the first one for Provincetown, Mass, where he designed a retail space where there's a sailboat tilted in the middle of the retail establishment.
Wow.
He's got buoys, miniature buoys for people to sit on in the retail establishment. He's got lobster traps behind the POS system for people to hold their medical marijuana. That's the kind of creative talent that Eugene Lee and his staff has.
So talking about a whole new functional design and incorporating that into the retail space. And,
you know, I think one of the things, you know, as we said, Rick is an entrepreneur, but the value that's added is they started out with a company with an incredible reputation.
Yes.
And building good product. Why don't you explain, you know, what people don't realize is that this is not the business you get into and build out like a Walmart. It's important for design. Explain the designs, why it's important to have a store that's well-designed
Sure.
It flows.
Sure. So what's really important to note is that we are still in the incipient stages of the retail cannabis world in the state of Massachusetts. Now, there are 1,400 dispensaries in Colorado. There are 30 in Massachusetts with very similar population size. So what's going to be very important, particularly going forward, is that you want to engage the client and get them to come back to your retail establishment. if you're a churn and burn location, it's not a true experience that people are going to, on a going forward basis, want to be involved with. They're going to want to go to a place that has plenty of things to see, some things to do, some people that are going to talk to them and engage them in the product knowledge. And they're going to want to go into an environment that has a really lovely, engaging look to it so that they are attracted to it. And they can then say, you got to check this place out. It was really cool. So these designs and these retail sites are going to be all about attracting the consumer to go back to their location.
And it'll also help them, as this becomes federally legal, to create a brand, not only in the brand itself, but also in the marketing of it.
That's right. For example, the next project that Eugene Lee and I have worked on is a project that our licensee is calling Vault. A vault. So what you're going to have here is Gene created a vault door. As you enter the facility, you open a vault door made out of structural foam and wood that we've created. And then once you enter the space, you're going to be able to get your product in security boxes that surround the POS stations, very similar to a bank vault. So creating these unique environments, I think, is really going to be where it's at, and we're going to base our success on that.
So how much of what you guys are doing, it sounds like a big piece of it is the experience, the consumer experience, walking in, and again, as you said, advocating for, wow, you got to check this out, that type of thing. But I imagine a piece of it also, given the industry, is you understand the regulations. And I imagine even the storage and display and all that is highly regulated as well. So you have to factor that into design.
That is very true. And so thankfully, having had the experience of building several of these, we're able to maintain those regulations and rules and also value engineer the products and the fixtures in the space to reflect the traffic flow and what the licensee is looking for. Now, look, there are some licensees that are saying, look, let's just get them in and out. And our opinion is that that's going to be fine for the short term, not great for the long term. But then there's the opportunity to show the licensee that we can flow the consumer through their retail site and allow them to see different products that will be made available at the POS stations so that the per unit purchase per consumer increases as you take them on the journey through the retail environment. And this is very valuable. So the whole thing is, what is the average sale currently now? Well, the average age of a person going into a dispensary is 58. And the average sale is $85 a unit. But if you take them on a journey through the retail site and you show them different glass pipes and different vapes and the different edibles available to them, that number at least doubles.
Proverbial kid in the candy store.
That's
who
it.
Doesn't want to try everything.
Exactly.
And when you think about, the lease price is a pre-roll at $15. So, this is not a place that, someone's going in.
You're not getting a nip. You're not getting a buck 20 for a nip, whatever it is.
You already have a predisposed person coming in that is there to spend money. And by, this isn't about making people spend money. This is about nudging people in a direction.
That's right.
And people like to feel that they're doing it on their own. But Rick develops a store that nudges them into a direction.
That is quite accurate. And look, this is what's happened. There are currently another 100 applicants that are waiting to get their licenses in Massachusetts. And many of them are coming to us and say, show us what to do to attract the customer and get them to buy more product in our facility.
So in an ideal sense, your involvement, Rick, is as soon as they secure a piece of real estate, is to design it from the ground up or from the walls in, so to speak, and really be a part of really creating the concept or bringing the concept to life.
It's true. And Eugene and I are now working on a project in Newton, Massachusetts, right off of Route 9, which you will be seeing in the not-too-distant future. And this is about 4,500 feet. And Gene and our team went there to survey the site. And we're going to throw a bunch of ideas at the owner, the owners actually, and create something really passionate for him and his expected client base.
And being from the Newton community, not being, but that it's an important thing to do.
It really is. And what's interesting about Newton is there's a liquor store there
right around the corner.
Owned by Marty Siegel. And Marty Siegel store is one of the most successful stores of its nature in the region. And when people walk into Marty's store, they don't say, how much for the ham and the chicken? They say, I want ham and chicken, let's go. And it's a high-end place with high-end, great products. And frankly, that's what's going to happen with the dispensary in Newton that we're designing for. People aren't going to walk in and ask what the price is. They're going to ask, how many can I have?
Fabulous. So you've expanded your business in three short years across the country?
Yeah, that's been interesting. And that's not without a lot of unbelievable effort and time. We just finished doing the NECANN show at the Heinz Auditorium. We were the largest booth at the show.
And you built it yourself.
We did.
They did.
That's an excellent point. We did build it ourselves. And
so when everyone was jealous, you said, well, come to us. We can build your next one.
And we should have done more of that, for sure. Yeah, so we did build our own booth, and it was a successful show. And there are lots of folks now that are very anxious to get the Cannabis Control Commission to move a little faster. And as Walter, you know, that's no easy task.
And I think, you know, one of the things that Rick and the company brings is that it really is about doing hard work. You know, you got to stay on it, and also getting out there and meeting people. People aren't coming to you. You got to go to them, and they are everywhere. If there's a show going on, you'll see them. If there's an event in cannabis going on, you'll see them. And I think really trying to explain to entrepreneurs that you got to work hard, and you got to make sure you're visible. I think that's one of the things Rick has been very successful at.
It's true. I'm even playing in a golf tournament tomorrow. It's a cannabis golf tournament. Hmm. I mean, what will they have next?
Talk about mainstream.
I mean, my goodness. I mean, it's cannabis food events. It's cannabis investor events. Now it's a cannabis golf tournament.
Are the balls made out of hemp?
You know, Walter, that's another great idea you've come up with.
Do you get? What do you get at the turn?
Good question. CBD something, I'm sure. So we're excited about being involved in the various elements that are going to allow us to expose our company, ourselves as people. Look, it's a people business, and people, good people, being with other good people and having a common goal is what it's really all about from an entrepreneurial experience. And it's about the effort of building a business with the right people. It's essential.
Very much so.
Fascinating. Great stuff, Rick. I wish you continued success with the expansion of your business and with your new endeavors
and new
design partners. It sounds also sounds like he's probably a guy that can get things done in a hurry. I imagine designing sets on a show like Saturday Night Live, you don't have a lot of time to get those ready.
That's very accurate and a good point. And so what he does is he creates a miniature scale model, very similar to a dollhouse, where he's building miniature retail environments so that the client can look over the space in a 2-foot by 1-foot footprint and see what their place is going to look like.
Wow.
It's unlike anything anyone is doing in the industry.
And it's not virtual. It's a three. It's a full three-dimensional
view.
Wow, fascinating.
And that really is quite exciting and quite unique and quite effective.
Fabulous. Our guest on In the Weeds has been Rick Granoff, co-managing partner of Smoke and Interiors, and it's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs once again.
Thank you, Walter.
Thanks for being here, Rick.
And Walter and I will be back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs in the Weeds.
Thank you.
Great.